Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 5th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Apple today has announced a trio of new efforts it is undertaking to bring new protection for children to the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac. This includes new communications safety features in iMessage, enhanced detection of child sexual abuse material content in iCloud, and new knowledge information for Siri and Search. One thing Apple is emphasizing with these announcements is that this new program is ambitious, but that protecting children is an important responsibility. So with that in mind, Apple says its efforts will evolve and expand over time. The first announcement today is a new communication safety feature in the Messages app. Apple says that when a child who is in an iCloud family receives or attempts to send sexually explicit photos, the child will see a new warning message. When a child receives an image that is potentially sensitive, the image will be blurred and the Messages app will display a warning saying the image might be sensitive. If the child taps the View Photo button, they'll see a pop-up message that informs them the image is considered sensitive and explains that if they decide to view the image, their iCloud family parent will receive a notification to make sure they're okay. The pop-up message will also include a quick link to receive additional help if the child needs it. The same thing also applies on the other side of things, so if a child attempts to send an image that is sensitive, they will see a similar warning. If the child decides to send the image anyway, the parents will receive a message if their child is under the age of 13. Apple explains that Messages is using on-device machine learning to analyze image attachments and make the determination of whether or not a photo is sexually explicit. iMessage remains end-to-end encrypted, and Apple does not gain access to any of the messages. This feature will also be completely opt-in. Second, Apple has announced updates to Siri and Search. With these changes, users who ask Siri how they can report child sexual abuse material or child exploitation will be pointed to resources for where and how to file a report. Siri and Search are also being updated to intervene when users perform searches for queries related to this material. These interventions will explain to users that interest in these topics is harmful and problematic, and provide resources from partners to get help. The new Siri, Search, and Messages features will come later this year in an update to iOS 15, iPadOS 15, and WatchOS 8, as well as macOS Monterey. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. To celebrate the launch of the new Charge ASAP 25,000 mAh Flash Pro Plus portable charger, we are teaming up with the company to give away Apple's latest MacBook Pro to one lucky reader or listener. The new Charge ASAP Flash Pro Plus aims to be the ultimate portable all-in-one charger with a 25,000 mAh battery capacity with support for charging your iPhone and Apple Watch wirelessly at the same time with 15 watts on the magnetic charging pad. You'll also find three USB-C ports and one USB-A ports, and one of those USB-C ports offers up to 100 watts of power delivery, so you can even charge a new MacBook Pro at full speed. For your chance to win Apple's newest M1 MacBook Pro, and to learn more about the new Charge ASAP Flash Pro Plus, hit the link in the show notes. My thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. The third and final announcement made by Apple are new steps to combat the spread of child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. Apple explains that CSAM refers to content that depicts sexually explicit activities involving a child. This feature will allow Apple to detect known CSAM images when they are stored in iCloud photos. Apple can then report instances of CSAM to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which is an entity that acts as a comprehensive reporting agency for this material and works closely with law enforcement. Apple repeatedly underscores that its method of detecting CSAM is designed with user privacy in mind. In plain English, what Apple is doing here is analyzing the images on your device to see if there are any matches against a database of known CSAM images provided by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. All of this matching is done on device, with Apple taking the database from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children of known CSAM images and converting it into an unreadable set of hashes, that is, a combination of numbers and letters, that is securely stored on the user's device. So Apple is checking the hashes of the photos stored on your device against the hashes of the known CSAM images from the database. That database is also being stored on your device, so everything is done locally, not in the cloud. If there's an on-device match, the device then creates a safety voucher that encodes the match result. Once there are enough matches that it crosses a threshold set by Apple, so that it is the number of CSAM matches required before it is able to interpret the contents of the safety vouchers, Apple will manually review the report to confirm the match, then disable the user's iCloud account and send a report to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The threshold technology here is important because it helps mean that accounts are not incorrectly flagged. The manual review process also adds another step to confirm the match, and users will also be able to file an appeal to have their account reinstated. But Apple says the system has a low error rate of less than 1 in 1 trillion accounts per year. Finally, even though everything is done on device, Apple only analyzes pictures that are stored in iCloud Photos. So if you don't want your photos to be a part of this process, you can opt out of iCloud Photos. Apple says the on-device system is important and more privacy-preserving than cloud-based scanning because it only reports users who have CSAM images, as opposed to scanning everyone's photos constantly in the cloud. This new feature is said to be launching sometime later this year, and Apple's implementation is highly technical, so we have more details at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.